Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
We here and we back.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome. I can cry.
Back, baby.
It has been so long. Oh, man. All right. Guys, season 2, episode 1. Welcome back, everybody.
Doesn't that feel good to say?
It does. The Real Football Podcast. We are back, refreshed, back from a... what felt like a forever break.
It was a long break.
But, you know, we're back. And, guys, I just want to welcome you back. I'm so happy to be back here with you guys, spending our Monday nights recording. As always, it's me on the mic, Miles Alberga. I don't know why I said my last name, but it's, you know.
The Govey.
Yeah. It's Miles, me, and over here just right next to me, I have a very hot and sweaty Blake Talibas. Say hello.
Hello.
Yes, and... diagonally from me, I got Antoine.
Hello, everybody. It's great to be back.
Antoine Leonard, if those were wondering. Really? And, of course, across me from the table. I can't really see his face too well right now, but it's okay.
Move
Julian.
TV.
I will. Julian Betancourt.
Hello, lads. I miss you guys. Welcome. I miss the studio.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody.
I miss this chair.
Welcome back.
I know. It feels nice to be back.
The vibe. Yeah.
This hot-ass room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah. It feels nice to have football again, because it's been a while, and then it came back, and there's been a lot to talk about.
Indeed, there has. I before we get into that, though, I just want to start, you know, just to get everybody back up to date, and also for you guys, just to... get yourself in the right headspace. I'm curious to ask, what was your favorite off... Well, as I say, we've been away for a while, almost 4 or 5 months now. Four months?
Yeah,
four months,
crazy.
Boy.
It's crazy.
And, you know, it's been a while and a lot has happened. Not too much football has been played. However, a lot of news surrounding football has happened, which we'll get into in just a sec. But I want to ask you guys... what was your favorite off-the-field football moment during the summer break? And I would like to start with whoever is ready.
I'll begin.
Okay.
I'll begin. And I had a very good summer. A lot of working on projects of mine to do with football, but the highlight for me
subscribe
was...
to Julian Betancourt.
Oh, don't...
Facts.
Great
stop,
elite
stop,
content,
stop,
great production, great knowledge,
it.
Everything.
No, but in all seriousness, for those listening who don't know already...
I could kiss all of you.
Yeah, he has a YouTube channel. Julian Bet, go subscribe for some great content. Continue.
Anyways, my highlight was definitely going to Portugal and watching my beloved... Benfica in a friendly against Al Nassr. I saw my dad, Cristiano Ronaldo. I'm joking. My idolo, Cristiano Ronaldo.
And what did he do?
I'm gonna leave.
He almost scored a hat trick, but ended up with zero.
Wow.
He was only off.
He had three
XG.
Good chances.
He was off by only three goals.
But, no, that was actually insane, and it was only a friendly, but I kind of realized how insane Portuguese fans are. Like, I was sitting by a lot of Joãos who were, like, going insane.
That's crazy.
Like, they want to rip their hair out after Di Maria missed a chance. It's a friendly, boys.
I feel like going to Europe in general just...
It kind of
puts into picture how intense
exactly
footy is over there.
I miss your voice, by the way.
I missed yours as
like,
well.
Like, even compared to, like, playoff atmosphere here in North America, it's insane how crazy they do it over
Fight.
There.
Fight. And win.
Come on, Seattle.
Defense. That's great to hear from you, Julian. I'm glad you had a great summer. I'm glad that you enjoyed your time in Portugal. Portugals. I don't even know. Who else? Who would like to go next?
I mean, I can go next. I literally have nothing prepared because, I mean, I was here this whole time in prep. Like, I didn't just show up out of the blue at all. But... I don't know. I had a good summer. I went to Florida. That was like a big highlight. I've been working on some fancy new projects. I'll plug myself too. So.
Follow Blake Talibas on IMDb.
Yeah. That's crazy.
If you're not one of the 500,000 that don't follow him on Instagram, be sure to.
Okay. I don't know. I guess my favorite football related off the field thing was getting an Aaron Ramsdale jersey. I don't know. That was like my favorite, and just having the conversation of Ryan Ramsdale, which I'm sure we'll do for the rest of the season. But that was a good one for me. So
yeah. Fair enough, man.
That's good to hear. Antoine?
I had a way less hype summer than you guys. I was literally just working every single day.
No frills.
Most boring days of all time. However, I still enjoyed it. I joined a beer league for soccer. Pretty good, you know. Held my own. And going out with you guys playing footy, that was a fun time. Aww. Julian has a strike on him.
He does. Stop.
Oh my.
Miles impressed me though.
Yeah. Miles might be the most uncoordinated baller I know. I'm kidding.
That's crazy.
Maybe.
Anyway,
sorry. Continuing on with
I make for a good ball shagger.
Elite ball shagger.
Yeah. What about you though, Miles? What was your favorite moment?
I like everybody else, I had a summer as well. It was good. Quite chill. Anyways, I think for me would probably be probably the signing of Declan Rice.
That was a good day.
It just, you know, it's could talk about it another time, but it's not only was it club record signing, which is good and bad, but also the fact that it's been quite a while since we've signed a quote unquote big player. It was a statement signing, and you know, I'm looking forward to the season, and we'll be sure to get more into that later.
Do I hear a segue?
You do hear.
Do I hear a segue? I don't know if we're going to talk about every game. We're not going to. But I think we have to talk about not Declan Rice, but Manchester United and everything that's going on. Can we talk about that?
You guys have been so nice to me to start this pod, and now we're just...
Oh, don't worry. It's not going to last.
I say we start off with, like you said, Man United, and we'll give a little roundup since while we've been gone, what's happened in terms of off the field and on the field, with whether that be transfers or just how they play. And I don't know, do we want to give it a letter grade? We always say that we should, and
yeah,
then we kind of forget.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I want to hear your letter grades for United.
All right,
I want to hear from an outside perspective what you think of them right now.
Sure.
I'm gonna start with you, Blake.
Mr. Betancourt, do you want to update us on incomings and outgoings?
I can update. Don't worry.
Oh.
I can update. Right. Are we cussing on this podcast or no?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going.
Yeah, it's not Spirit Live.
Yeah, so United are dog shit. they're so muttered. They can't keep their right wingers out of jail. That's their first biggest issue. Their second biggest issue is that their two right wingers can't stay out of jail. Their third right winger can't seem to get in line with the coach. So not only they have a hole on the right side as big as insert sexual innuendo here. So besides the right side, wow. They lost against Arsenal 3-1. They thought Garnacho scored. It was offside. Clearly offside.
Blood thought he won it.
Arsenal comes back and win it. So that started the sour taste in their mouths, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And then if you want to update incomings and outgoings, but I feel like people kind of know that already.
You want to give us a letter, Blake?
Stop. Oh, you so the letter is including
everything
up to this
incomings,
thing.
Outgoings, and then recent results.
Yeah, like a D.
Other things.
Like a D.
You're going that low.
Well, what are they at? 6 points from 5 points. 5 points.
6 points from a possible 12. Oof. 2 wins, 2 losses.
It's not terrible, but it's also like it's giving Chelsea form. And that's just not good.
Well, let's not stoop that low.
Yet.
Chelsea, it's like, in terms of letter grade, yeah. Because Chelsea have had a much better summer.
Yeah.
But we haven't been that bad this season.
Okay, C-.
Oh.
Let's go.
That's
master negotiator.
okay. Yeah, I mean, they have two wingers that can't stay out of the courtroom and one who can't seem to get into the training. But whatever. Julian, do you want to... I don't know. I don't think... Respectfully, I don't think all four of us need to cover one team. But Julian, do you want to wrap us up for Manu?
Yeah.
And
then
we'll move on to the next team.
Yeah, fair. So, I have a lot to say about United. I can sit here for days talking about it. there are reasons beyond just like, oh, this winger sucks, all that stuff. As to why United is getting a D from Blake Talibas here. Overall, the summer was something I was really looking forward to. I thought that we were going to have new Qatari owners. I thought that we were going to, like, break bank. I thought Kane was coming. Or Osimhen. Maybe, like, a little Mbappe kind of thing.
Whoa. That's a wild statement. All these first years walking out is crazy. Anyway, oh keep God. Going.
You should have seen them at 6. So they were all running into class. It was so funny. At 5:55.
Imagine going to class. Anyway, keep going.
And instead, we ended up with a good little talent. I think Rasmus Højlund will be good.
He looked great against Arsenal. I'm not going to lie. He came on. He was like holding the ball up against Gabriel. And Gabriel's a big, big, big center back. So
I think he'll be great. But the thing is with Rasmus Højlund, even when we bought him, he wasn't supposed to be the star striker signing.
Yeah.
The plan with Højlund, we were linked with him since May. The plan with Højlund was we bring him in as an understudy to the big striker that we were also supposed to bring in.
Yeah.
But we didn't bring him in.
Right.
All right? So.
And why didn't you bring him in? Do it. Say it.
Say it.
Say it.
The Glazers, man.
Here we go again.
Well, and that's time. We have we've been recording for 11 minutes and 32 seconds, and never, the Glazers name drop.
Never have I been that triggered in the group chat when
we're not getting
Miles
into
said the Glazers were not at fault.
Just
we're not
for some getting context.
Into it. Listen.
We're just for some context. Miles goes on, or Julian's complaining about the game, God. Obviously, the lack of signings.
Not even, bro.
And
like,
the Glazers. And Miles saying, oh, classic United fan. Everything goes wrong, so you just blame it on the owner. Julian snapped.
He just went
off. He went crazy. I was at work. I open my phone. I see 10 essays of text literally in the group chat, and I'm reading through all of them, and I'm like, wow, Miles, are you going to come back from this? He did not. He did not answer.
He was crickets. You know what? I struggle writing 1,500-word essays. I take days for it for school, but when it's Miles triggering you, You just get that
the
fire,
words just flow
dude.
Wild.
They just flow.
Okay.
I'm not going to go into it today, Miles.
Yeah, we're not going into it today,
but there is a reason
next week
that we were supposed to get oh my God, what's that Bayern Munich center back's name? That we were
Kim and Jay.
There's a reason we were supposed to end up with Kim and Jay, and we got Johnny Evans. And it's not Erik ten Hag's fault. Yeah. All right?
Yeah.
So I'll give him if I give him a letter. It, there are positives, but not many. I'll give a D+.
Oh, wow.
Not lower. Yeah, D+ for me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys, I said D, and you guys were freaking out.
I wasn't freaking out. I was just questioning.
Yeah, let me criticize them, not you.
Okay, well.
Also, Mason Mount has not worked at all.
It's okay.
007.
I understand your pain.
Moving on to the team across town. Dressed in powder blue. This
will be a quick one.
It's
right? Can we just go around the table?
No, but
Manchester
City. At the end of the season, it was Arsenal and it was City, and we just didn't talk about either one of them because it was boring. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Arsenal was winning all the time, and City was winning all the time.
Well, at least we're exciting now.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, this is a genuine question. Mm. Genuine question. Has City lost a game since we were last in the studio? Any game?
I mean, they haven't played that many, but...
Yes, they did. The Community Shield. Wait.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. They lost the Community Shield.
Wait, how did we win that?
So maybe it's an A+ instead of an A++.
Stop. Yeah, we just completely ignore the fact that while we were gone, City literally won a treble, and we haven't...
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
But nobody really...
So, A+.
Yeah. So,
who did they bring in?
So,
they got rid of
a lot of players, but they brought
They got rid of Mahrez, they got rid of
Kovacic.
Kovacic is a quality
Nunez. Nunez, I don't know how to say it.
Mateus Nunez. Mm.
Didn't they bring in Gvardiol? Or is
Doku?
Gvardiol. Jeremy Doku. Yeah.
Harry Maguire is no longer the most expensive center back in history,
I think Doku is a stupid signing.
Stupid in a bad way.
Stupid.
Well,
because it's
they
City.
needed Mahrez.
Like he's
covered.
A good, he's an insane player, but going to City is.
So nah, like, I think Foden was supposed to be that next guy up.
I don't know what's going on there. He still is the next guy.
So where does that treble team rank against the other ones or other iconic teams? Like where does it rank against the Arsenal Invincibles, the United Treble, the Barcelona's?
First.
Honestly,
you're just being
no. Seriously,
don't say first. That's just dumb.
I could see them beating 99 United. I could see them beating 04 Arsenal.
I can see them doing both of that as well. But the Barcelonas and the Real Madrid.
Like I think the only ones that rival them are like three-peat Real Madrid.
Yeah.
And Pep Barcelona.
Which again,
And that's saying that two of the three greatest teams of all time is managed by Pep Guardiola, which is also a crazy statement.
You guys remember there used to be Jurgen Klopp Pep Guardiola debates?
Well, no, they're still gonna be there. Yeah. He does have a war chest. Like, of course we can't ignore that.
But he's not like Pep. So
I don't know, but he kind of is. Like he doesn't have the as much European success, but his domestic success has always been good. He's done it with teams that aren't the biggest spenders in the league. Like, he did it with Dortmund. He did it with Liverpool. So
the highs, Klopp's highs has not been anywhere close to Pep's highs.
Yeah.
But it's just considering it's the context of the money they spent and what they had at their disposal and the players they got to work with. Like, that's the only reason why it's compared. Like, give Klopp Pep's budget and see what he can do.
You know what I mean? He spent a lot this summer. Revamped the whole midfield.
Yeah, but he lost the whole midfield.
Exactly.
The midfield was
that wasn't revamping. They had a thin midfield last year, and they got even thinner.
You mean this year they got thinner? You think they got thinner this year?
Yeah.
Well.
You think it's a downgrade this year from what they had last year? I think it's a clear.
In terms of pure, like number of men, that's what I'm saying. Like, number of people.
Oh.
Because, like, it was, like, they had one injury last year, and we were calling it a crisis, I remember. Remember, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was, like, 2 years ago, they had to stick, like.
Nat Phillips.
Yeah.
Stop. Nat Phillips' CDM is vile. Holy crap.
Yeah.
So, what's the grade for Liverpool, then? What do we think?
The grade for Liverpool.
Low-key a B+.
Well, the thing is, though, is that you have to remember they lost out on two of their two of their targets. In the likes
Nunes, Diaz, Salah, kind of nasty. And that's without Jota.
I don't want to overestimate though, I don't know because there was that Newcastle game for Nunes, and we were saying, oh my God, he's arrived, and then he missed an open goal the game after. So
Nuki's on fraud watch already, man. Like,
oh, we're gonna get to them.
But I just want to say, you guys remember the fact that they missed out on Lavia and
for the Caicedo situation.
They missed out on both of them.
For that alone, it shouldn't be higher than a B.
I think that's like a blessing in disguise.
It could be though.
Caicedo's way too expensive, and Lavia for what was it, 50?
Yeah,
50 mil for he's a good. He's
Lavia's top. He's
a, I think Lavia's the better deal than Caicedo, obviously. Yeah.
Who did they sign after? They signed some, was it Japanese guy?
Gravenberch.
Endo.
Like,
Gravenberch?
Oh, and Gravenberch.
That's a good little signing.
Think about it.
I like Szoboszlai signing as well.
And Szoboszlai has been decent too. And the thing with Gravenberch is, I forgot that this guy was very highly, highly touted coming out of Ajax.
You could say the same thing about Kai Havertz though, with Germany, and how he flopped.
No, I know, but.
True.
But I think with Gravenberch, it's more of a product of a situation. Like, I just think Bayern wasn't the right place for him to thrive. Whereas in a place like Liverpool, where he can get more playing time, like, and just more opportunity where he can fit a system better, I suppose, is probably going to do him wonders for his career.
His play style fits Liverpool and the Premier League so much better than Havertz.
That's what I mean.
Yep.
So now it begs the question, who does Klopp start? Because now he has a lot of options in midfield. I've seen him play McAllister DM.
Yeah. Which, now that I'm looking at a paper, maybe they do have options, actually.
I forgot about McAllister's
on fraud watch. I
forgot about it, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so I say they start. It's that DM they're kind of missing.
Endo. It's my Asian brethren.
I don't know.
Yo, my joke in the group chat this morning was crazy. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it was good. Anyway, I mean, Endo could be that guy. He's not really that experienced, and he didn't play for a huge team.
Oh, he's 30. But he was very underrated last year.
I mean, like, experienced in, like, a big, team experience. But, I mean, Bundesliga.
He might be good, but he's a short-term option, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Who's next?
I like the B.
I give him a B.
Sure. I'm B+. I'm
B+ as well.
I'm a Liverpool supporter.
I'm B.
Oh?
Forget.
Well, not like that.
Oh, my God. but never forget.
We are optimistic
about never it. Forget that they like lost out on two signings that they really wanted. I mean, they replaced. They found a second option, but
who else did they sign? I feel like we're missing people.
I'm pretty never sure forget. They legit just signed.
So McAllister, Szoboszlai.
One more time. Ravenberg. One more time for me.
Szoboszlai.
That's better. I like that.
Szoboszlai.
I'm not saying that every time. So, Szoboszlai, Gravenberg, Endo, McAllister. Anyone else?
I think there's a.
That's it.
Is that it? I'm looking.
Just they lost Firmino.
They lost. That's Henderson. Not a big loss, though. That's not a big loss either. People can think Henderson's a big.
Henderson, I think,
is a big locker room loss. Not a big on-field loss. He's washed. But
that's still, that could still be significant.
But it's a big, sure, locker room loss, but not like anything else.
Fair.
But there's still like...
Oh, Fabinho. Ooh.
He was stinky last season.
Though. Yeah, but he's still Fabinho, isn't it?
I don't know. Is he still Fabinho?
Well, yeah. I suppose.
That drop-off was crazy. I know.
Crazy quick, too.
Yeah, well, that's why they just got done out, because their whole midfield just all dropped off. And, like, you were relying on Naby Keita and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain to put in a shift. And, like,
Jesus. Their defense is still poor, in my eyes.
VVD's on
fraud. Yeah, Van Dijk is definitely on fraud watch.
Yeah, Van Dijk's on fraud watch.
Is it Matip and he's, like, or abusing, Gomez or somebody else?
Abusing the referees. No.
Oh, I was going to say.
You saw that ban, right?
Not another story.
No. That's only United.
Who's their second starting center back?
Couldn't tell you, mate.
Konate. The best center Konate. Back in the Premier League. After William Saliba.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Moving on. Speaking of William Saliba.
Is that another segue?
It is.
Yes. We have...
Let's cover London.
We got the team from North London that owns London, that is London, that...
Wow.
Whatever. Well, is
he's excited today.
North London forever. We got...
No. Sorry, I'll stop.
Arsenal. Yeah. My team and Blake's team. Blake, you want to talk?
I would love to talk about how much I love my club and how owners can sometimes be rough and then turn out to be amazing when new ownership takes place within the ownership. I've talked about it so many times, but the younger Kroenke came in and has done wonders for our club.
Nepotism.
Edu has done wonders for our club. Arteta is doing wonders for our club. It is a championship or bust this season, in my opinion, whether it's the Champions League or the Premier League. And
you mean trophy or bust? Or
Yeah.
Is it like League Cup or bust?
No, like, it's not. Like that's
major
not,
trophy or bust.
Yeah. Which I don't think we're going to win.
What do you consider a major trophy? Premier League, Champions League?
One of the two. And I don't think we're going to win either, but it's at the point where, like, what's the point in shooting for anything less?
Fair. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, like, you act like you have no time. You're acting like all your players are 30 and that, like, this is the last season. We got to win now.
Right.
Aren't you still, like, the youngest team in the league or something?
We're probably up there.
Second. Yeah. I guess maybe now first because Southampton's gone. But
nah, it's so easy for me to be overreactionary with this team. Like,
we're watching, we watched the Crystal Palace game. Second game of the season, this guy's like, if we don't win, it's done. It's not out.
Yeah,
done.
That was
the reaction shot day.
Title's over after game two.
That shit was pissing me off.
Bro, it's just so funny, man.
The,
like,
the conversation between Blake and Miles that day, Blake is like fully into the game, screaming at everything, and Miles is like,
dude, Blake, shut up. It's only the third game of the
season. Fully
into the game, though, is not a fair statement. I'm into the game. I just kind of, I was like kind of stressed, but I just tried to keep to myself.
Miles is he's like a quiet fan, you know? He doesn't really.
That's not true. You just didn't catch me.
Nah, he gets rowdy.
I will get rowdy. You remember when we watched the NLD together?
But also, this guy is the biggest Kai Havertz supporter I've ever met in my life. For what reason, bro? This guy, like, I bet you when he missed the sitter against
65 million, we have to support the guy for at least, like,
it's not about not supporting him, but like he'll do something egregiously terrible and you're like, eh, well, you know, he could have, like,
I don't know.
It's, you know, like, just give him time, you know? He misplaced a 2-yard pass and you want to give him time? No, do better now.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. That's
he's
true.
Tragic.
Yeah.
I don't like him at all.
I like him, but
back your players. Like,
I'm back. I don't like him right now.
But you think there's a reason that Arteta starts him every game?
But the thing is, you know why I say this? Is because I trust the fact that Kai Havertz was in a broken system and he can be fixed.
I just think his confidence is down.
Exactly.
Would you trade Kai Havertz
for Mason Mount?
For Olise?
Absolutely not.
What?
Absolutely not. I don't want Elise ever near my club, bro. Miguel Elise, man, what a fraud. This guy's so terrible, man. He's so terrible. Oh my god. Never in my life would I ever. Don't ask me such stupid questions. Anyway, moving on. Declan Rice.
That's how you know, ladies and gentlemen, that he's not serious.
What do you mean? I'm so serious.
So you keep a guy that can't complete two-yard passes.
Hey, man. He scored. Did Miguel Olise score?
Pass the ball 2 yards.
Well, maybe he's not injured, so let's be smart here, Julian. Okay, next time. Okay, next question. So, Rice, best signing of the summer? I think so.
What?
I'm so pissed about your and Timber's injury because, dude, he looked
so good. Oh, my God. What do you talk about that?
He's not in the Champions League squad.
Who?
Timber.
He's injured.
I know.
But it's just for the first part, so that means he won't be back till like January.
No, he's not going to be back till like March, probably.
Yeah, that's a big loss. Cause, and then we were running some 3-5 back, Pep madness at the start of the season.
With Partey at left, right back.
Oh, my God. Wow. And again, why are we doing that? And again, I think that's Arteta's stubbornness, but it's okay.
Nah, but like, I can Arteta see Arteta thinks
he's like Dumbledore.
So I don't see a vision.
Bro, the problem with you guys where you got too predictable last year, and then your manager's trying to change it up, just like his daddy Pep. And now you're complaining again. Like, guys, this is experimentation. Pep Guardiola does this too.
You don't talk to me about complaining about your club when all I hear is Glazers.
At least mine is fucking warranted.
Is it warranted? Is it warranted?
So what are you saying about Arteta?
Then? Oh, first fight of the year. Let's go. He leaned forward in his chair. And I knew he was ready. Go ahead.
So what's the verdict about Arteta? Because it's all like he got this wrong and this wrong, but he's the best manager in the league.
Did I say that?
You might as well.
Okay, so in my opinion, I think what Arteta did at the start of the season was stubbornness. Why are we experimenting when we don't know what works? It's a new season. That's like, it's like going into a bakery and a new bakery and ordering like a pizza. Like, why are you gonna go to a bakery and order a pizza? That's because they want them to experiment. Like, no, you're gonna go into a bakery. You're gonna order a nice croissant.
Yeah.
You're not gonna try. And then halfway through the bakery's opening, when you realize that they can maybe make a good pizza, they can make a good pizza. Then once you understand the bakery better, then you can order the pizza.
But how do you know? But how can the bakery know if they have a good pizza if they don't make a bunch of shit pizzas? What is this podcast?
Are we talking about football?
What is this?
Welcome back to the Real Bakery Podcast.
Bro, for real, I want to get this podcast like Bad Friends or like the Basement Yard. Like, I want it to be funny. So like, I'm trying my best.
It's gotta be professional, guys.
It's gotta be professional.
No ums today. Okay.
That's crazy.
I'm not the one hammering it down, though, am I?
Come on. Anyway, what do you think about Arsenal, Miles?
I think they're doing great.
Especially Havertz.
Fuck, man. I think we're doing great. No, I think the first few games leading up to Man U, we were talking about it, some Mikel Arteta BS where he's just trying to mess around, and you know, I think Man United game, when we went with what we know works best, you could see the result. It's hard right now because I haven't watched Arsenal in over a week and we're in international break. But, you know, once we get back, I think, you know, we'll hopefully come hot off of, you know, that Man U win and continue on and build on. And, you know, and I think Arteta will, you know, he has this time to figure out what's right and what's best for the team.
Yeah.
And hopefully he will go back to the, I guess, it's a bad way of saying it, quote unquote, the old ways with the, you know. But I mean, let's be honest here. We've seen, like, the likes of Saka and Martinelli just nowhere to be seen. Like, they've, you know.
Huh?
Like, I'm.
Wow.
What?
We have not been watching the same games.
What is happening?
It's not for my fantasy team.
In...
Yeah. No. You're talking about fantasy? Or...
No.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? Martinelli cooked Wan-Bissaka last game.
I don't want to keep talking about, I'm not trying to put this towards fantasy, but in contribution wise, I feel like it's been It's been gray. But I think that's just because of the system that they're playing in. And, you know, I don't know. It's hard for me because I'm not really in it right now just for the fact that we're in the international break. But, you know, I'm excited to see what's next. And I will be able to put my thoughts better together once they're back playing after
once the Once they get a couple break. More reps, right? I feel you.
Yeah.
A few more shit pieces.
Like,
yeah.
I think the experimentation comes in the Champions League. Or not the Champions League, sorry. The Carabao and the FA Cup. That's when, like, you see what you have in, like, Emile Smith Rowe. That's when you go, okay, so maybe Saka needs a rest or whatever, and you switch sides, and Emile Smith Rowe comes in for a game. Like, that's when the experimentation comes. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Letter grade?
A.
Minus. Yeah, I was just going to say A minus.
Yeah. Name a better center back than Saliba in the league. You can't. Anyway, let's keep going.
Also, another thing that was pissing me off, the fact that Gabriel just did not start for the first couple of games of the season.
He was hurt. Not Gabriel Jesus. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, which I think cost us.
I agree.
Cost my fantasy.
I knew you were going to mention that. So anyway, no takers? No center back better?
Okay, cool. No. It's been known.
Not been known.
Yo, I love Antoine so much.
Since, like, last season.
That fraud freaking 5'11 guy is definitely not whatever his name is.
Okay.
Leonardo.
The butcher, they said.
The butcher.
Butchering his tackles.
He's so washed. Varane is so washed, man. That whole team is so washed.
All right. Anyways, I hear that my French friend over there, Antoine, he agrees that William Saliba is the best center back in the Premier League. Antoine, what about your favorite team?
I'm so happy to talk about them.
Oh, great.
However, I did mention last year that PSG have, like, this cycle every single year.
Culture problem.
And the first part of that cycle is that they have a crazy transfer window. Mm-hmm. And they start the season really well. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to feel that again, and I'm getting hype. I don't want to get hype, but I really like what I'm seeing. The football that we're playing, the fans seem to be brought back from last year, which they were pretty down. And yeah, I like what I'm seeing for now. I love the transfer window we had. I think we signed some great players, not just individualities, but like actually like a team. And it's looking better than previous
years. Y'all are 2 wins, 2 draws in 4 games. You're okay with that?
I'm fine with that. Luis Enrique's first games. Don't worry.
Well, I mean, Marco Asensio masterclass.
We'll be 5 wins, 2 draws in 3 games.
Old Keylor Navas is back.
Keylor Navas has stayed. Yeah.
What?
Yo. I love what you did this summer.
Yeah.
I love the signings you made.
I like Kolo Muani.
This is how you know that he doesn't have ball knowledge.
That's fine with me.
He just doesn't see names on paper, and he's like, you had an okay window.
That's fine with me, though. You know why?
The way that they're going to fit and what that's going to do to their identity and their culture and the way that they actually play as a unit and as a team is going to do wonders for PSG.
You're happy with Asensio?
Yeah. Asensio is showing me more.
Say it.
And get ready.
Don't say it.
For now.
Then Messi.
Yeah, because Messi didn't want to be there.
That's the thing, bro. That's the problem. They signed players this season that want to be there.
Dembele
is a good signing.
Listen.
This is an excellent signing.
Listen to me. This is the first year where we've had more French players than foreign players since like 7 years. Players that actually want to be there and want to fight for the club. This is the first time. Neymar was talking about hell. The reason he's talking about hell, but he's the one going on fucking poker nights every night drinking. Mm-hmm. And then he's expecting the fans to love him because, he was the best. He was one of the best players in the world when he was at Barca. Well, actually show that on the pitch and maybe the fans will get your back. You know what I mean?
You can miss a sister's birthday.
I like this side of you. I like it a lot.
It had to come out at some point because everybody's criticizing PSG because Neymar is saying, oh, me and Messi went through hell. But they didn't show enough. PSG fans are real fans. They're not plastic fans like everybody say they are in Man City, all that. They're actually real fans that care about the club, that've had a history, regardless of what everybody's saying. They've had a history before the Qataris came into the club. And they want their team to do good. just like every other fan in the world. So if a player doesn't show passion towards that team, no matter how big you are going to get booed. It doesn't matter who you are. I can give a billion examples with other players. Like when Xhaka was doing ass at Arsenal. He was getting booed, was he not? Exactly. Doesn't matter how small of a player you are, doesn't matter how big of a player you are. If you're doing shit, if you're not showing passion, it's done.
Exactly.
So hell doesn't really matter. He put himself through that own hell.
This team will be infinitely better than 21-22 when they signed Messi and had that god squad up.
Sure. This team is still not making it past like the round of
They're still young. It might take like a year or two.
Maybe the
And
quarters.
That's fine by me because now I know that in 4 years we'll be double the team that we are right now.
Facts.
Even if we keep the same core players.
The foundation they laid now.
If Mbappe leaves, we have Kolomwani, we have Dembele now, we have Bradley Barcola, we have all these players. Sorry, I didn't say the French accent. Bradley Barcola.
There you go. Wait, who? If I'm honest with you, who the fuck is that?
You don't know? Also...
Julian, don't act like you know either. Like, you don't know
I
who that is.
I showed him today. And he was like, oh, yeah, the guy from Lyon.
I watched his Instagram mixtape, all right?
Oh. Yeah. And Warren, listen to the name, Warren Zaïre Emery.
This guy...
Remember the name.
This guy said, we have Bradley Barcola. He has five games under his belt and has done absolutely nothing in either.
This is fine by me. These critics are okay with me. Same thing with Ugarte.
Ugarte. I was waiting for you, Gart, man.
Listen to me. You were like... Declan Rice signing the season. No. No. Manuel Ugarte.
Oh my god, I love you. Yeah.
Signing of the season.
Like,
and you will see why in the Champions League.
Yes.
The Bulldog.
Yes.
We're not laughing at you. It's the way you said it.
I don't care. I don't care.
Yo, Miles, why are you so quiet, bro? What's going on?
I'm just taking it in. I'm just taking it in.
Drink it in.
No, that's my
no.
Oh, yeah, that's goodness. that's my back seat role I take.
So I'm fine with Blake saying that we're not good and all of that because once Champions League rolls out and Arsenal play PSG in the round of 16 because Arsenal finished second in their group and PSG finished first and PSG slapped the shit out of them.
We can't talk about that right now.
Oh yeah, the groups. Yeah, we can save it for another episode. Yeah.
Oh, that would be.
I
will be the one laughing.
Anyways. I have a question. What's your guys' favorite activity to do on your free time?
Like, wow.
He's been really cooking this question.
Yeah, that's why he's been so quiet.
the worst transition of all time. I'm trying to make it a record.
Like
mine's bowling because we're all bowling for bowling. Chelsea.
Yeah, never again.
Wow.
Yeah, so like,
I'm so
we didn't even give a letter grade or anything for PS.
That's like a 10 episode suspension.
Yeah, let's give a letter grade
really, really, sorry.
10 episode suspension.
I gave you some slack, but B+.
B plus?
Yeah.
Are you wild?
Yeah. I like what you guys did. It's just fun to get you riled up.
That's slander.
A minus. Let's go to Chelsea.
That's slander, Blake.
What's B plus? A minus and B plus is like 5% difference.
I don't care.
So he thinks that they're 5% better than you think they are.
B plus is in the B's.
They've won two games and drawn two.
B's is average.
In the Farmers League, they're playing
literally more than average.
People have picks and hoes, and they're just raking the leaves as they go into the stadium.
What a funny original joke that I've never heard in my life before.
Brother.
Chelsea.
Two draws and two. Never mind. We're not getting
into
it.
We'll see.
Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Keep them going.
Chelsea!
I love their new chant that they have. Do you guys hear it?
Chelsea!
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 I kind of like Chelsea.
Oh my god.
I'm,
my dad supports it.
Yes, and unlike you, I love my family, okay? So.
Wow.
Yo, I'm just going to be outlandish this season. But
the thing is, brother, you need to understand. Out of the top six. It's a stupid thing to say. If you knew Arsenal's history, you would really like any other.
What do you mean if I knew Arsenal's history? I know their effing history.
Okay, so then you
don't
should...
come for me and act like I don't know the history.
I'm not trying to come for you. I'm
this
just saying.
If you know the history as if I have.
This
he loves to gatekeep Arsenal, bro. I swear.
Give me some Arsenal history.
Let's go.
Bergkamp, Bennett.
Brother, I'm just saying, you need to, like, I'm going to sound a bit like Andrew Tate, but for Arsenal right now. If you love Arsenal, if you really love Arsenal, you will hate all the other big six teams.
Oh my god, I said they're my least, like,
what
my second
if,
out of
What if, Miles, what fuck? If he just enjoys watching football and liking beautiful football.
I love watching Chelsea lose, if that's what you're talking about. Yes, but it's just whatever.
I don't want them to do well. I just if I had to choose one team out of the top six, the big six,
you
to do well.
Have to. You don't have
I'm to. Saying if I did.
Thank you, Julian. Oh, you don't.
United trash bag, Tottenham trash bag, Liverpool trash bag, City trash bag, Chelsea. Like
those are
a smaller garbage.
Those
bin.
Are like tied for a second, if not third biggest rivals, bro. Like
wow, third biggest rivals. Like at this point, United's a bigger rival, City's a bigger rival, and so is Tottenham. No, Chelsea are irrelevant.
City's not a bigger rival.
Well, that just shows that you don't care and have support and
it's,
faith in
it's
your
just not. It's the it's the fucking London Derby, brother.
Is Miles' support for Arsenal and Fraudwatch?
Yes.
Wow, that's just crazy. Says the guy who says that he likes Chelsea the most out of the top six.
I'm just
other
trying
than
to make
Arsenal.
Conversation here. I don't like Chelsea.
Okay, leave it at that. You don't like Chelsea. Can we your talk? Dad supports Chelsea and you love your dad. That's
how
great.
Is your dad feeling about what Chelsea have done?
Oh, he's
if he was here, what would he
oh,
say?
He loves it.
I think I would like it too.
Yeah, he likes it a lot. Like
the clear out.
He likes it a lot. The Nkunku stuff, like he was disappointed.
Just wait until he plays.
He's really disappointed.
I don't know, man.
He follows football very well, but he's not. Like, same with us. Like, some new signing pops up, and we're like, who is this guy? You know what I mean? So he's a bit like, hey, who? But he likes what Jackson has to offer. He wishes he could finish, but he likes what he has to offer.
Seen this story before.
Yeah, but there's signs.
Quick question. Does he have the number 9 shirt? Or
I think
no?
It's
4.
I think
no,
it's like 15.
Yeah.
15.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, 15.
Who has the number 9 shirt?
I don't know.
I don't think anyone's worthy of the number 9 shirt.
I feel like somebody got it.
But he said it's encouraging to watch. Last year's it depressing because he didn't see an end goal. But this year he sees like more of an end point that they can hopefully work to, which I can attest to. So
yeah. Nope. I knew Enzo Fernando was good, but like he has been like a gem for them. Yeah. I think like every time he steps on the pitch, I don't say this about many players, but every time I see him step on the pitch, I'm like, oh, in such a terrible team as well. If I was a Chelsea fan, I'd probably be like over the moon with all their signings because the best time to be a Chelsea fan is always the transfer window.
Yeah.
And then they have the first game after it ends.
Yeah.
Why are we losing to Nottingham Forest? I thought we were winning the Champions League.
Why do what was that accent?
That was young Kippa.
That was
young
Kippa.
Why do people
I have to bring that back?
Why do people keep saying Chelsea are gonna lose to Nottingham Forest?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
And then you slide the next one. Like, I'm done. There is no passion. There is no vision. There is no fucking mindset in this football club.
They're not
you'd
bad.
You have a blast in Brampton.
That's crazy.
I didn't say it. You did.
Who finishes higher, Chelsea or Tottenham?
Tottenham. Really?
Yo, Tottenham are on so...
They're looking good.
They're on lucky watch.
Four games.
They're
really?
On luck watch, bro. Are you
actually,
they're on beautiful football watch.
What
they
good,
are on Ange ball watch.
What good team do they play?
Ange.
What good team do they play? Tell me.
Yeah, I see what you did
What
there.
Good team do they play?
Yeah.
Name them.
Do I say it? United. They're a good team. Don't.
Yes.
Come on.
I know.
I mean, I'm gonna say this. They look... They, you know what it is? You know what the Tottenham that used to win is? It's 1-1, or this sounds more like United, but it's 1-1, and they get a penalty, or they get lucky somehow, and it's like, oh, but, you know, I mean, they lost in the, what did they lose in, Blake? Can I get a stat?
In what?
Did they lose in the Carabao Cup?
Yeah, they lost to Fulham in the...
That's what I'm saying. Lost to Fulham in the Carabao
that
Cup.
That just means that their secondary team is so...
That just means they're going to go another season trophyless. That's what it means.
But look, yeah, they beat Burnley and Bournemouth, and they caught United when they're trashing out and slipping, and then they drew to Brentford, which is a good team.
Okay, that's a fair way... That's a good way of looking
so, I mean...
And they've had a great transfer window.
Yeah.
How much did they get for HK?
100-ish.
I will say, I'm not gonna defend them, but you look at how do you pronounce his last name? Postecoglou. He has them playing much more positively than the likes of Mourinho.
That's valid.
And what's the Italian brother?
Conte.
Conte, thank you. Wow. Sorry.
I was thinking the other Italian brother.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Mason? No,
Ryan. No, the one that took over after Conte.
Oh, yeah.
Nuno?
Nuno?
No, the interim. Oh. The one they had for like a few games.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know why I thought of him and not Conte.
Yeah, but anyways, I mean, it's it looks better, which is funny because they got rid of their best player. But, I absolutely love the signing of Matters. James Madison.
I really do. He looks so signing. Confident on the ball. It's
I
crazy.
Really, I mean.
I also like the signing of Brennan Johnson. I think that's a great signing.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that the name of your fantasy team?
Yeah.
I swear, like, Antoine just picks, like, random players to like, and he's like, yo, like.
Just why?
It's valid, yo, though. It's valid.
Like,
it's
valid. What's his name? Caloro?
Hey, listen. This time last year was a stupid yen. We said, who?
Yeah.
And now?
And also, when the World Cup happened, I said Mitoma, and you were like, who?
I never said who to Mitoma.
No, exactly.
I thought it.
I'm just a Brighton scout in disguise. Like, what do you want me to say?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Some brother from the Albanian fourth division.
You know who's next? I'll go niche.
Who?
I think his name is Edingra.
This guy's just on FM every night, bro.
I swear to God, I don't play that game anymore.
Who are you talking about? Edingra.
Yeah, Simon Edingra, Ivorian footballer.
Oh, stop it. From who does he play for?
Brighton.
Oh, my. Bro, that's a cheat code.
Oh, you know who's next?
Ew.
Destiny Udogi. What a baller.
He's good, actually.
He's good. Okay, moving on.
Nuki is so fraudulent, bro.
Wait, yeah. We didn't give a letter grade for Chelsea first.
Oh.
Chelsea?
B.
Probably B.
Yeah, B.
But if we're going B for Chelsea, then that means we're going to, like, A- minus for Tottenham.
As of right now, it's an A for Tottenham.
An A? Higher than Arsenal?
I mean, they have the same amount of points as Arsenal. They've not had as...
I mean, who have we played compared to them, I guess?
Yeah,
it's been kind of bad teams, same. Yeah. It's been same, yeah. I mean, I think ours is lower because of the expectation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to say the expectation is...
I mean, we've played how many games? We've played 4 games, right?
Okay, fine. I'll give them an A-, same as Arsenal.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to the team based in... Well, yeah, never mind. Newcastle.
Oh, there you go.
It's too early to get started on that. I don't have the facilities for that. Newcastle. I'm curious. So they have, who did they bring in? Let's talk about that. I'm curious.
Who did they bring in? They brought in Sandro Tonali. They brought in Harvey Barnes.
Gordon.
Right? Anthony Gordon was there.
He was there. Oh, it was a January one. Georgia. You're right.
But he has come alive this year.
Yeah.
And they're still starting Almiron, which is funny. They brought in... Southampton left back?
Ryan Burton. No, I'm kidding.
No, the Spanish. Livermento. Brown Livermento.
Tino
Livermento. Yeah, Antoine's approval. That's how you know.
Okay, well.
That's how I know. What?
I mean, they've kind of...
And,
you guys remember, they won 5-1 in the first game.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Who have they faced?
Hard team.
City, Arsenal, Brighton. You don't expect
not
9
Arsenal.
Points out
not
of
Arsenal.
Or sorry, Liverpool.
Yeah.
That's true. They have looked pretty tough, rugged.
I think it took them till like...
What was their last game? Who did they last play?
They
Brighton.
Last played
they lost 3-1.
Brighton.
That's a little disappointing.
Yeah, they lost really bad.
They were away. They weren't at home.
Yeah, but it's not...
MX is hard
they're,
to go
they're
to.
They're top 4 team. You can't go on 3...
So is Brighton, I'd say.
No, the thing is with...
You can't go 3 games in a row losing. Like, that's not...
Against... 3 teams that were in...
I don't care. If you want to be in the top 4, you can't do that. So it's disappointing for them if they want to keep up that pace.
But they're still in kind of like a rebuild. Not rebuild, but like...
Brother.
It's still a process. You don't go 2 years after a takeover and finish top of the league. Top 4.
I'm just saying, 3 losses in a row, no matter who you are, is not good.
It's not good. And Newcastle haven't looked the same. Like, when I look at Newcastle last year, I see, like, the desire to win more than... any other team in the top 4. I see them going that extra mile. I see them putting that extra tackle in. I see when there's a 50-50, you know that Newcastle are probably going to win it. Mm. But now, I don't know what it is. Maybe the players have extra paychecks coming in. Maybe now they're comfortable. They made Champions League. They're the big dogs in top 4. Maybe teams are scouting them and coming more ready to St. James's Park or wherever they go. And now it's... that kind of spark has gone for Newcastle. And again, like you were mentioning a few minutes ago, there's that expectation now. If, you know, you have one win from four for Newcastle and 2 years ago, you're going, quality, lad. We move.
That was dreadful.
Can you just, can you
let me keep going.
I want to smack you with a chair so badly right now.
Do it.
Anyways, you look at Newcastle last year, and you see passion. And I look at them this year, and I don't see that same passion. That's what I'm saying. I will say this, though. I think they're going to do amazing in the Champions League, and I'm just waiting for that to come. And I'm waiting for Champions League nights at St. James's Park, and I think they're making the quarterfinals. Oh, you heard it here first.
They're literally going out in the group stage.
Agree. Anyway. Agree.
Their team is so mid.
Their team is not mid.
Trippier is such a fraud.
Do you have anything to add to that analysis, Blake?
Nah, they're just mid. No, I'm kidding. You're what you said and more. You know. I think that you're right. I think they're definitely. Maybe it doesn't have to be like a conscious change, but it could be like a subconscious kind of mindset shift that they seem a little more comfortable, but they have had a tough run of games. But like, I don't know, I feel like someone like Trippier, who is so outstanding last season, and I know it's like a right back doesn't have to be outstanding every game, but he was so involved in the attack and he was so like crucial to that team and building up the play, and he's just not right now. So
yeah.
I think that's a big, big, big hit. But anyway.
I'll still... I think the signings are way more significant than the results have been. So I will still give them a B.
B-.
Miles? Antoine? Any underrated ballers that...
B-.
Probably B-.
You'll remember Jamal Lascelles.
Oh my god. Any underrated ballers at Newcastle?
Nuki.
They have that Anderson kid.
Who, like,
yeah, he's good. I like Longstaff as well. He's pretty good.
Elliot Anderson.
Sean Longstaff.
That's not, yeah, but he's like, he's not really, people should know him.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Jamal Lascelles still.
Yeah, he still plays.
Yeah. He's terrible, eh?
Yeah, he's pretty Duke. He's pretty bad.
He's Dukey at Nuki. All right. We already covered Brighton, sorta.
I don't know. They also, like, Ferguson just kind of cracked, but I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I didn't watch too many games. So.
Never have I smacked a player into my fantasy team so quick when I saw him score the hat trick.
Who?
Evan Ferguson.
Yeah. Juan Pedro went out.
Yeah.
When he scored the hat trick, I put him in. So game week 5, he'll be there.
Who did I bring into my team again?
You might be giving me ideas, bro.
No, stop.
Because I do still have Jean Pedro. And I need him gone.
Yo, Estupinian. Yeah. That's, I brought him in.
Yeah, you're a little late, bro.
We've been having Estupinian, man.
Yo, bro, Cameron Archer, like, who is that, bro?
Oh, my God.
Who?
Bro, my friend had him as, like, just a guy that's, like, 4.5.
Yes.
And now he has him in Sheffield, because he was in West Ham, or Aston Villa before.
Yeah,
and he transferred.
Oh, I know. I have him in my team.
You have him in your team?
Well, I
don't know. You had him last place on the bench.
I don't like fantasy. It's annoying.
Yeah,
I love FPL so much.
Is Miles last?
Yes. So am I bad at it? No.
I'm getting pretty close saying that I forgot to put Hall in captain week 1.
See, that's...
Yeah, but...
Wow.
That's just you being
bad
at it.
But, like, that's not... You can't really just say that. Like,
that's just you being bad.
You can't just forget.
Yeah, just... It's a skill issue at that point.
Whatever.
Yeah,
well, we can save the FPL talk for another day. But
actually, just wait 1 second. Yeah, you're about 31 points away from me.
That's okay.
Number one.
I'm not worried.
That's one good week, and
that's
back.
That's the gap.
31 points. That's
no, it's
crazy.
A big gap.
I'm not worried. I'm that telling you, I'm not worried.
Actually. Miles, you have Ward Prowse.
Wow.
Who else?
He said, bro, any free kick, it's going in.
But he's actually been doing well these last few weeks.
Yeah. Actually, he had 7 points last game.
That's true.
You know what?
He's been a good signing.
Actually, you have a pretty good team. Right. I retract my statement.
Wait, what about my team? What about my team?
Your team? I need to see it.
Hold on.
Yeah, Miles.
Oh, that's
not go to the next
bad.
Team. You're
hold
good.
On.
Yeah, next team. All right. Speaking of James Ward-Prowse, West Ham. They
well played, Miles. Great segue.
They had a big sale in the summer of...
Why do you have Tete?
Oh, my God.
Don't disrespect. He was good.
Leno!
Yo, Leno. Okay, can we talk about this on the pod? I'm sorry,
yeah, Miles. Like, why not?
Okay, we're gonna swing right back to you right so, after he's done. I'm
name
sorry.
Me. Name me.
Ariola.
Absolutely not. Name me.
And he's in your team too, on your bench.
Yeah, he's good. Name me a keeper that's better than Bernd Leno that isn't named Aaron Ramsdale.
He's about to name all 19.
Ederson, Allison. Like, I don't know if Onana's better than Leno.
I don't. You could have just said that from the start.
No, I don't. Bro. I think Leno's five.
God. Jason Steele.
Oh, my God.
Name me what? Name me, bro.
Jason Steele.
Stop, be for real.
Robert
for real.
Sanchez.
Okay, no.
Why not?
Be for real.
Be for real what? That Andre Onana is better than Bernd Leno?
I don't think he is.
So you think Bernd Leno walks into the United team and starts?
Well...
Do you think Miles is better than me too?
No, okay, sure. Even if Onana is better, name me one other keeper that's better than Leno besides those five.
Raya.
No.
Agree.
No.
Flecken.
No.
Over to you, Miles. What were you saying, man?
You guys couldn't name me a keeper. Like, you can't. You're saying dumb.
I just named you two.
You named half the league, bro.
I think he's the fifth best keeper in the league. That's a pretty big accomplishment.
Fifth?
Yes.
Nick Pope.
No, Nick Pope is washed.
What?
No, Nick Pope is washed. What do you mean?
What
are you saying? Yuki's trash. We just had this conversation.
It's been four games.
Leno hasn't had a bad game.
Yes, he
has. Yes, he has.
Fulham are bottom of the league, I think.
Are you fried? Are you? Remember game week one when I dusted you all with Leno because you put up 12 points?
Yeah, now where are you?
In
third.
Yeah, it's okay.
Out of four.
Yo, just wait, bro.
I'm waiting.
We've been waiting.
Every week in the group chat, I see, here we go. And it's a player I already have in my team.
Or who was the player he got rid of in that? When he got rid of Bowen?
Bowen, bro. He's so fraud watch. And then Benrahma, bro. But it's okay. I have 2.4 in the bank. I'm going to get rid of someone. And I'm going to get like a big, big player next
week. Benrahma literally just shoots the ball for no reason.
I have a big player coming in for game week 5. You guys should stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. You have 2 transfers?
See, I have 1 more.
Two? What do you mean two?
Yeah, you get 2 free transfers.
If you save one week.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, you have not been saving yours.
Yes, because all my players are frauding.
Just be patient. Like.
Be patient if they're frauding or they're hurt. I'm not being patient. There's no patience with fraudulency, okay?
That's why you're so like knee-jerk. Like, you just literally, every time something happens in the group chat, that's good. Like, let's say Declan Rice scores a goal. Declan Rice is the best player in the entire world. And you'll stand by it. Like, you will give solid arguments as to why you think he's the best player in the world. But he's just not.
Okay, Miles, I'm sorry, go.
Miles, I'm so
moving
sorry.
On.
I'm so sorry, Miles.
Don't worry. It's okay.
He's got to be professional, guys.
I like these fun little segments, you know? Just, like, throw them in there.
Exactly.
It's just off the dome, you know?
Exactly, guys.
Moving on.
West.
Dude, are we really talking about West Ham?
Yeah, for real. I just don't want to.
But I will say this, though. They have spent the Declan Rice money exceptionally.
This is
you want
to
go into detail, Miles?
That's just what I wanted to talk about.
Okay, let's have Miles cook.
No, I'm not cooking. I'm just frying. Anyways, West Ham sold Declan for a lot of money, and then they re-spent it by getting James Ward-Prowse, Edson Alvarez, and Kudus. And maybe somebody else. I don't know.
They signed Kudus.
Yeah. They signed Kudus. He's going to
I knew that. I just forgot. I don't watch football.
Right? Yeah. They look like they spent their money well. Good for them. I forever will always blowing bubbles. Let's go on and move on to Los Blancos.
From West Ham.
From London Stadium.
Real Madrid.
From London Stadium over to the Bernabeu.
Who?
Huh?
Madrid? It's not like they have
debatably the signing of the season. Who they sign?
I'm not stupid, okay?
Okay.
He has like 8 goals this season already.
Who? Right. Who has 8 goals this season?
Job Bellingham.
That's funny.
You remember?
That's it.
Yeah.
Jose Lu.
That's the randomest transfer of the season.
Every time I see a player, this guy looks like, how the hell?
That's funny.
Yeah, besides that, absolutely nobody. But yeah.
And Vinny's cooked.
Yeah, it's been 4 games.
He's hurt.
Everybody knows.
Oh, like physically, he's cooked. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all we need to talk about Real Madrid. They also got a new stadium. True. Their stadium got redone. Shit looks nice.
Yeah. Been in the A+ for them. No. They get a B.
What? It's been a good start. They're top of the league. Haven't lost yet. 4 out of 4.
It has been really lucky at times, though. Oh, my God.
This guy's giving a B to the team.
Okay, if Liga is the Farmers League, then, like, nah, then Bundesliga is, like, the chef's league. Like, okay. The chefs, they're a little bit more, like,
yeah.
A little bit more involved. Yeah. And then Serie A is pretty competitive.
Yeah. I think League One is more competitive than Bundesliga.
Oh, hot take.
Stop, like.
I'm being dead serious.
I disagree with you.
You're getting teams like Lyon. Lyon's last right now. Bottom. 0. So that means that teams that you guys think are awful are beating them.
Like, but also, look how many teams have challenged Bayern and Dortmund every year for the thing. You had fucking, like, Union Berlin, Freiburg. Just themselves.
But at least PSG actually had teams beating them. Actually.
Who?
Well, that's just Monaco. Because PSG are shit.
Lille 2 years ago. Monaco. And Monaco. And last year, Lens finished 1 point behind them.
RC Lens, yeah, bro?
And now they're shambolic.
Luis Openda, bro. That's an underrated baller.
We'll see.
Bro, he's good.
He's not on my radar.
If he's in the Prem, it would be in Blake's fantasy team, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, you know it. You know it. Also, Monaco are cooking. That's all I'm saying.
Yo,
I can't even one player on Monaco.
Balogun?
Oh, yeah.
Own player?
Okay, what about, is Alexander Golovin still there?
I think so.
What about Ben Yedder?
Ben Yedder.
Minamino is that? Yo.
Minamino is tearing it up.
We need to.
Cesc Fabregas? No, he doesn't.
We do underrate.
I'm missing a player.
We do.
I'm missing a good player on the top of my head. I need to find him.
Subasic? Question mark? Nah, he's gone.
Oh,
Who's the goalie?
The goalie is...
There's definitely some French guy named, like, Lessie.
This guy called Cohn.
Is he French?
No. With that name?
Cohn?
Swiss.
So why'd you say it?
Close enough. Cohn. Jesus.
He said Cohn.
He's like French with spice, basically.
No, French is spicier than Swiss. Yeah. Swiss is like German, like...
I just meant like it's
Swiss,
a
brother. Swiss
a different flavor of French.
Swiss is, can be French or German. Depends...
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
true. It's like Belgium.
Barcelona, Dembele, what do we feel?
That was a little snaky.
What?
How he left Barcelona?
Wait, where does Dembele play now?
I know you're
not complaining. Oh, PSG, right?
But he didn't want to be at Barcelona anymore, and, like, fair enough, he got his way out. But, yeah, man.
They're kind of muttered, too.
Barca?
They brought in two Joaos on deadline day. Who else did they bring in?
Who was the second Joao?
João Cancelo and João Félix.
Yeah, but that's like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are both named João, so they brought in two Joaos.
No. But Julian, I don't think you understand. Like, it's just not the same.
You know who they brought in? If you guys remember him, you're a legend. Oriol Romeu.
Oh, Oriol Romeu, bro. Barcelona legend.
Southampton.
Yeah. I know, but he just played for Barcelona.
Did he actually? I didn't know that.
Oh. Bring back footy tic-tac-toe and I'll fucking let y'all know.
Sorry.
Name a Southampton player that also played for Barcelona. Anyways, what place... Oh,
Elie Nussi. No?
Wait.
Oh, who's that guy that you know his name? Like that random Uruguayan that you name for everyone.
Who?
For Atleti Milan, I'm gonna go Alessio Cerchi.
Alessio Cerchi! Oh, he's Italian. No, he's not. Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Sorry.
He's Italian. He is not.
He is.
Okay.
I'm having such a good time. I just want everyone to know. I was so tired coming into today, and this just made my day. I think this is the best pod we've ever produced.
I agree.
What do you guys give letter grades for Barca?
They've done some decent business.
They haven't lost a game yet.
Still, I'd say they've done...
I'll give them an A-.
It's just...
Sure.
They've gone from signing such heavyweights to signing Oriol Romeu. You know what I mean? And then... João Cancelo, I'm pretty sure, is on loan. João Félix is definitely on loan. They can't spend any money, bro. Like, it's so sad to see. Also, what do we think of Lamine Yamal?
Good for him. Young kid.
Yeah.
I don't think I was doing that at 16.
It's a good story, isn't it? But
yeah, maybe on career mode. But well, they brought in Gundogan as well. Forgot about that.
Silky Ilky, he's washed.
Oh, okay.
Nice. I think his magic is only through Pep. It's one of those ones where it's like I doubt he's gonna be as impactful as he was.
I can see that.
Like he had so much freedom to just do
it. I think I'll have a good season.
Probably short term. But he just had so much freedom to do whatever the hell he wanted at City. He could do whatever he wanted.
They still don't have a DM either. They lost Busquets.
Yeah.
Not that he was that good by the end anyways, but
I mean Romeu, there you go.
Oriol Romeu starting for Barcelona.
Well, you think you go Gavi.
You go Pedri,
and you go
Romeu or Gundogan?
Gundogan? We're missing someone.
Yikes, man. Are we?
I don't know.
They still have a fun little team. Like, they're still bringing youth as always.
Lewandowski still plays there. Like, yo, think of how different football is. It's like just from like 2 years ago.
It's crazy.
Like,
player power, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like sports in general. Same with basketball. Same with a lot of sports.
So excited for hockey to start. Oh my god.
What?
Hockey, bro. Anyway.
Julian. Hey, you leave Sam Blake? You only came out decked in two of their gear.
I did. Decked in gear like Declan Rice, who plays for Arsenal, who's Arsenal's rival, Tottenham, who lost their best striker this year, Tottenham. Who does he now play for? Bayern. That's how you segue. Oh my god.
You segue. Kind of lost there at some point.
I always find my way back.
You do.
I've seen Tottenham twice, but it's okay. Let's move on to Bayern. Miles, you want to take it away?
Yeah. Harry Kane.
Harry Kane.
Well said.
Yeah, that's it.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Harry Kane. Thank you. Yeah, I guess Harry Kane is the signing that they wanted. I mean, yeah, I guess you're right. It is a bit more less competitive than the French league now I think of it.
Why is Bayern low-key?
Not now. It's been less competitive, Miles.
I kind of love the way Bayern's run. They kind of do their business, and they get the players they want.
Yeah.
And they focus on youth when they have to.
Yeah.
And they're always winning. They're never bad. They never have
that German mentality. Well,
they never have too much drama. Like,
I wouldn't say never bad.
They're never not at least good-ish. They've been good for the last 15 years. Like, Barcelona had their fallout year, right? And, I mean, Real Madrid's kind of done the same, but they've been pretty consistent. But Bayern's, like, the one team that is always good. Bundesliga champions for however many years in a row. They have...
Wait, sorry. I know we're backtracking. I'm backtracking. Is Xavi still Barcelona's coach?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving on. Bayern, yeah.
I don't know. I just think they're run very well. And I think they'd be...
I mean, as Oliver Kahn, as the head of the... Did he leave? He's still there, right?
I think he left.
No way.
I know. I think there was something...
No, I think he was just pissed off.
No. I think there was something.
You do not fuck with that guy.
Well, do you guys know how all football teams in Germany are run, right?
Yeah, the fans. Fan-owned, things,
right? 51%.
Yeah. 51% fan-owned.
That's right.
So it always makes for a less... It makes for a less, like, yeah, the teams have spent a lot of money on players, but it makes for a less greedy, less,
yeah,
you know.
And I like that.
Yeah.
I hope that doesn't mean that.
I mean, the Bundesliga, I think Bundesliga is the most impressive league out of the five in terms of just, like, the fans and
But does that mean that they're going to fall behind? Like,
I mean, it's...
Bayern spending 90 euros, that's very rare.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think, you know what it is... We could see Bayern do well in the Champions League. It's about the other baseball. Why am I saying baseball? Other football teams in European cups. Yeah. When they face off against other teams around Europe who don't have the same 51% fan owned thing, and we'll take it from there. See, that's something we'll talk about later down the line if it is affecting. But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to give a... great... I don't know. Do
A plus.
Whoa. A plus?
What was the one thing they needed?
Striker.
Their team is, like, pretty much unstoppable.
I do think they'll have a really good season.
Like, not obviously not unstoppable. Like, City's still better, but in comparison, like, to everything else, like, their team is just insane.
One question I still have with Bayern, though. Mm. Do we believe in Thomas Tuchel?
Always. You yeah. do not stop believing in Thomas Tuchel.
The one question mark they have is their goalie. That's the one thing.
Mm, true. Like, Jens Sommer's not there anymore, right?
No, he went. He's gone.
Yeah, who is their goalie?
I'm going to check who started for them.
Wait, didn't they sign one? I'm pretty sure they
did. Yeah, but it, no, it's, I think it's Sven Ulrich. Sven Ulrich played last game. They won 4-0.
Fair.
Like, their lineup was Mazraoui, Upamecano, Kim Min-jae, Davies, Goretzka, Kimmich, Musiala, Coman, Sané, Kane. It's a like,
good team, dude, it's man.
Crazy. Off the bench, DeLitt, Lamer, which is And, like, they had, like, that Tell guy who's there's a young guy you can watch out for, Matisse Tell.
And he's French, so obviously you know I know him.
There you go. Muller's off the bench. Gravenberch obviously was not there anymore, but I don't know.
Do they have Alexander Nubel on the bench?
No, he's gone. What are you talking about, bro? He's in Monaco. He's Monaco.
Yeah.
So.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that guy from fucking Fill the Grid where Miles couldn't find a guy?
Yeah. Like, Nubel, in their squad right now, it says they have Neuer injured, Sven Ulrich, we all know him, Daniel Peretz, which I have no idea who that is, he's 23, he's from Israel, and then the last one is Tom Holzman, who is a 19-year-old, probably an academy keeper. So right now they're running
the starting 11 is good, the bench is, what's the word, what did he say, the
bench is fine.
Yeah.
The bench is fine. Their team is really good, and they are a little injured right now, but their team is really good. The sky's the limit for them.
Yeah, like I like that. And I like the veteran little cherry on top with Kane at
the top. It's the only issue they have right now is their goalie. And Sven Ulrich has been, like, one of the most consistent backup goalies in the last 20 years. So if it's not ideal, but it can get the job done.
Yeah.
But anyway, we kind of did forget one big football event that just happened.
Oh?
A Sidemen charity match.
Ah, yes.
And I think that's a wonderful way to end it off. And we can give... first of all, let's start off with a grade for the match in general.
Wait, the Sidemen charity match?
3, 2, 1, A+. A+.
Yeah.
What? Last year, I think, was better.
They raised so much money.
Oh, my God. You didn't give it an A+ because of the...
Well, I thought we were talking about the match.
Last year, the match
It's always an A+, better. Because... You know
the Ethan Bazinga, the Bazinga storyline. I love
so good
scoring true. At London Speed Stadium.
Was actually,
yo, he was.
What was that penalty though?
Yeah. Besides,
I think he just tried to place it and he just didn't hit it.
No, he really did it. He fucking shot.
That happened to me before where you try to hit it right, but then you don't swing the hits enough.
Yeah, yeah.
So should have put miles on pens.
I would have scored a better penalty than fucking Speed.
Oh yeah, you actually did. You did slot one.
Yeah. Say it louder for the people in the back. I may be shit at football, but. When on my day, every 1 in 10 shots of a penalty, I will fucking bang it in.
We'll do a TRFP charity match one day. Don't worry, boys.
Oh, nice.
The four of us just kicking a ball around in some random park.
Yeah, 2v2. We all just donate $10 to charity. Call it a day.
I'm with Blake.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What is your favorite moment from the...
Easily. The GOAT. The best football YouTuber of all time.
Please say it.
Chris MD scoring his solo goal.
What a freaking goal.
He's the best football YouTuber of all time. He was consistent back in the day.
Until I started a channel.
No, Beck's on YouTube.
I think it was when Harry scored his goal. It was so wholesome. The way he just ran right to Ethan.
Yeah.
He was so happy. It was like a banger, by the way.
Yeah, it was good.
I think my favorite moment has to be Stephen Try's commentary.
Yeah.
Just all of it.
Just all of it.
We said... Ahead now, Beck is linked with the Saudi club, Albino.
He's funny, and then Spencer's like just the old guy, just like what? What's going on?
I love Spencer.
Like Miles, keeping it professional.
Exactly.
Don't forget to hash.
That was exactly how it was actually.
Yeah. Don't forget to hash target.
Man, it's something I always look forward to, and it was great. I wish they need to get better keepers. Not KSI's finest keeper. Like,
thing is, they did have. Good keepers one year, and then it was like a 2-1. It was like a 2-0, like
Who
was the other one?
But they need KSI and they need someone else.
Who was the other guy in goal?
Yeah,
it was XQC.
Which is
so stupid. The Canadian representing Canada.
So stupid,
dude.
He tried though. He tried.
Dude.
That's the one thing I can give him is that he actually tried.
Six monitors.
Yeah.
Pads, drums, cat. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, it's weird.
Yeah. Thanks. All right. Anything else?
I think that's it. That was been a lovely
season first episode 2, episode 1 in the books. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah, and thanks for stopping by. And we cannot wait for the next episode. Oh, yeah. Anybody want to say anything in closing, Blake?
United's terrible.
Oh, my.
Thank you. Yeah. And with that,
we out.
Thank you, guys.
See ya.
Bye.